This is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for Monday, June 6th, 2022. I'm Derek Gilbert. Topic number 5 today, central bank digital currencies. This is a concept that's becoming more and more mainstream. In fact, globalists, and this is the point, globalists are now openly talking about it. At the recent World Economic Forum meetings in Davos, Switzerland, MasterCard's CEO Michael Miebach, who was participating in a panel on CBDCs, was one of the few participants willing to suggest that central bank digital currencies might make the SWIFT system of international interbank settlements obsolete, that could be replaced by central bank digital currencies. Now, this idea was just a few years ago dismissed as a conspiracy theory. Now they're openly talking about it. And more importantly, almost every major central bank on earth is exploring, researching, and developing its own central bank digital currency. Blockchain technology is all the rage. After being blocked from accessing the SWIFT system by Western sanctions, Russia, Moscow, now looking for a way to facilitate payments for its oil, gas, and coal outside of the SWIFT system. China, likewise, looking to get around the SWIFT system, which is controlled by Western governments, Western banks. So these Western sanctions on Russia appear to be just accelerating the move towards something that the globalists want anyway. A global digital currency. That's an idea that's been floated by the International Monetary Fund as a way to stabilize economies in the wave of, say, an inflationary crisis, like the one the United States, Western Europe, enduring right now. The problem is, with a host of new CBDCs in play, the rapid changes in valuation between those digital currencies, similar to what you see right now with cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin and Ethereum, would be really stressful for the average consumer. And so the IMF, the World Economic Forum, has a solution: a global digital currency based on a basket of national currencies, central bank currencies, similar to the special drawing rights, which already exist but not really used for global trade. But this would be their solution: a global digital currency administered by the IMF or the WEF. I'm sure they wouldn't mind taking on that responsibility. Hashtag Great Reset. By the way, note that in our research for our book, Giants, Gods, and Dragons, as we were looking at the rider on the black horse, which is the spirit of economic slavery, we noted that back in 2009, after the subprime mortgage real estate collapse, MasterCard launched a new fee for merchants. Every transaction with a MasterCard requires 2 cents to be paid to something called the Network Access Brand Usage Fee, the NABU. Well, turns out that Nabu was the ancient Babylonian god of accounts and ledgers. We believe he is the rider on the black horse, better known to you and me as Hermes or Mercury. Every time you swipe a MasterCard, 2 cents goes to Nabu. Topic number 4, Big Brother wears a lab coat, at least in Canada. According to an email sent out by Health Canada's media relations team, the Center for Immunization Surveillance, an organizational component within the Vaccine Rollout Task Force, wants to hire epidemiology candidates skilled in economics and social science data collection. Health Canada didn't provide details as to what exactly they'd be doing, but the agency's actions throughout the COVID pandemic suggests some ideas as to what this new office may do. As part of their pandemic response, Public Health Agency of Canada contracted the tech company Blue Dot to take Canadians' phone data, their mobile phone data, and prepare supposedly anonymized reports to understand how Canadians were traveling. This was used to determine how well Canadians were following their lockdown restrictions by tracking how often they visited family, friends, family members or friends, went to the supermarket, the liquor store, traveled between towns and provinces, and so forth. Could be that the government of Canada is anticipating a new viral outbreak, or it's just ready to launch another COVID campaign in advance of the opening of Moderna's new vaccine manufacturing plant in Quebec in 2024. Topic number 3, speaking of jabs for kids, White House's chief COVID coordinator said last week that jabs for children as young as 6 months might be approved as early as June 21st. That's the official start of summer, by the way. This, if it's approved by regulators in the coming weeks. Dr. Ashish Jha was recently appointed the COVID coordinator by the Biden administration. Even though experts are split on whether children this young need shots, since they're at very, very limited risk of danger from the SARS-2 virus, the Pfizer jab would come in three doses, unlike the two-dose standard for adults. This change was made at the end of last year when it was found that two doses provides very limited protection against COVID, and again, a disease that poses very, very little risk to children. But in order for the jabs to get in their arms, this will need the approval of the FDA and the CDC. And later this month, the FDA's Vaccines and Related Biological Products Advisory Committee will meet. They'll meet on the 14th and 15th to discuss these shots. The committee's been more skeptical of the need for these jabs than the CDC, and this committee was passed over, overruled by the FDA when it was decided to approve booster shots for children between the ages of 5 and 11, begging the question, why bother with this advisory committee if you're not going to take their, you know, advice? Topic number two, preborn in Oklahoma. Oklahoma became the first state in the union last week, effective immediately, to enact pro-life legislation protecting preborn children from the moment of conception. This law went into effect last week upon the signature of Governor Kevin Stitt. The country is still waiting on a decision from the Supreme Court in the Dobbs versus Jackson Women's Health Organization. But pro-life states all over the country have been moving with speed to pass legislation that protect babies in the womb should Roe versus Wade be overturned. Oklahoma House Bill 4327 protects preborn human life from fertilization through birth, including exceptions for preserving the life of the mother or in cases of incest or rape. This bill is modeled after the Texas Heartbeat Law, which includes provisions that give private citizens the ability to enforce the measure by filing lawsuits against abortionists who illegally perform abortions. This is proven effective because abortionists can't proactively stop the law since it's not enforced by the state. They have to wait for an abortionist to be sued by private citizens, and the potential liability has effectively caused clinics to shut down. In fact, the four existing clinics in Oklahoma have effectively been shut down since Oklahoma's heartbeat law went into effect earlier in May. Abortion advocates, of course, not giving up. They're frustrated, but they are moving ahead and vowing to respond. One pro-abortion legislator in Oklahoma proposed introducing a bill to sterilize boys when they reach the age of puberty as a reciprocal response to protecting life in the womb. In the words of the famous song from Sesame Street, one of these things is not like the other. Coming up, it's not turkey anymore. I'll explain next on 5 and 10.
Deep in the earth, the dark god plots and waits as the day is coming when he will be released from his chains to loose literal hell on earth. This most terrible time in human history is known by the ancients as Old Saturn's Reign. Skywatch TV is proud to present the Saturn's Reign Prophecy Package. When you order Derek Gilbert's new book, The Second Coming of Saturn, and Messianic Rabbi Eric Walker's book, 315, The Genesis of All Prophecy from the Skywatch TV store, you'll also receive Derek's mind-blowing 13-part video study guide for his new book, The Second Coming of Saturn on DVD, packed with paradigm-shifting revelation and a running time of over 4 hours. In his book, The Second Coming of Saturn, Derek speaks of a new age that began December 21st, 2020. Many experts pointed to the cosmic anomaly known as the Great Conjunction, a meeting in the sky of the planets Jupiter and Saturn, as the triggering event heralding a new golden age ruled by Saturn, the old god who once reigned over a world of peace and plenty. But it's a lie. In this groundbreaking book, you'll also discover why Lucifer is Saturn, not Satan, evidence that Saturn was the leader of the rebellious sons of God, the identity of Apollyon, the angel of the bottomless pit, the connection between Mount Hermon and the Mount of Olives, hidden Bible prophecies of God's final judgment on Saturn and the Watchers. Also included in this special offer, Messianic Rabbi Eric Walker's new book, 315, The Genesis of All Prophecy, where he details his upbringing as a young Jewish man and confronted with the truth of Jesus the Messiah and how he unknowingly stumbled upon the ancient and primordial prophecy that is connected to every major prophetic event in Scripture. In 3:15, the genesis of all prophecy, you will learn how God's very first prophecy impacts every chapter of Scripture. See the catastrophic consequences of Satan's plan to eliminate the Jews. Recognize how Satan's insidious and pervasive agenda has invaded every sphere of influence. Be empowered by the Holy Spirit to play an important part in defeating Satan's diabolical agenda. But that's not all. In this must-have collection, you'll also receive the Second Coming of Saturn 13-part study guide. In this exclusive DVD, author and researcher Derek Gilbert personally takes you through all 33 chapters of his new book, The Second Coming of Saturn, and provides a deep dive into his research, including complete chapter breakdowns with ancient artifacts, maps, and other teaching devices. This tool provides hands-on access directly from the source. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of over $70. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. So unearth the ancient prophecies of our Messiah and the rebellious dark gods as you discover the Second Coming of Saturn. This collection is available only while supplies last, so don't delay. The Saturn's Reign Prophecy Package, available now at SkyWatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Item number one today, don't call it Turkey anymore. I'm talking about the country. The United Nations has agreed to a petition from the government of Turkey to change the spelling from what we are used to this. This is how Turks spell the name of their nation. Apparently, the rebrand is an effort by the government of Turkey to move its identity away from the festive holiday bird that we enjoy here in the West, and of course, the negative connotations with it. Apparently, President Erdogan really gets annoyed by the jokes, you know, Turkey and Turkey. Although, I suppose we should advise President Erdogan that here in the United States, the phrase Jive Turkey kind of fell out of use sometime around 1978, but still, this is the new official spelling of the nation, and the pronunciation is should be easy enough for us to remember. It's like Turkey, yay! Turkey, yay. That's how it's now pronounced henceforth and forever after. Don't call it Turkey anymore. SkyWatch TV's unveiling, this is the Defender Virtual Conference, continues through August 13th. Now, it did launch a couple of weeks ago, so you've missed a couple of weeks if you've not already signed up, but still, plenty of time to take advantage of 24 cutting-edge presentations from the likes of Dr. Tom Horn, Rabbi Jonathan Kahn, he's always a fascinating, Pastor Carl Gallups, Messianic Rabbi Zev Porat, many others. You get the complete look of at all of the speakers at the website, defenderconference.com. But as a free bonus, at the last minute, just before launch, Tom Horn authorized us to offer all five of SkyWatch Films documentaries as an added bonus. Now, again, you watch these on your own schedule in any order you like. When you sign up, you get instant access, all in full HD, and you watch them as often as you like through August 13th. Take advantage of this. A lot of great information here, including Tom's new presentation on the transhumanism movement and what it really means. It is, frankly, a new age 21st century science fiction religion. But, I mean, we live in a world where kids have been using electronic devices from the crib now. They're more likely to believe in that than they are the words of the Bible. Take advantage of it. DefenderConference.com, DefenderConference.com, or scan the QR code on your screen. During the month of June, our thank you for your gift of any amount, if you're in the U.S. or Canada, your donation of any size, we will send to you a book about how to reach the upcoming generations. We've been falling away from the church for many, many years. Recent surveys show that not just the people in the congregations, but the pastors in the pulpit, most don't have a biblical worldview. They may call themselves Christian, may call themselves born again, but they really don't. How do we reach millennials? The book by Allie Henson, The Millennial Paradox. We will send a copy to you as our thank you for your support, your gift of any amount during the month of June. If you're in the U.S. or Canada, you can find out more online or donate online, skywatchtv.com/donate, or call us at 844-750-4985. Speaking of Turkey, yay, We're going to Turkey in, going to have to be careful not to do that when we're actually there. I understand that it's not polite. Let's just put it that way. October 18th through November 3rd, Sharon and I will be there with best-selling author Doug Hershey, the man whose books demonstrate and show with beautiful photography the blooming of Israel and the miraculous fulfillment of prophecy thereby. His books, Israel Rising and Jerusalem Rising. He's also the founder of Ezra Adventures, a company that goes to places like Israel and Turkey. And so we will be there for a couple of weeks in October, and we pray that you will join us. We will visit Göbekli Tepe, called the world's oldest temple, Abraham's home city of Haran, and Sanliurfa, which has got an archaeology museum showing artifacts from Göbekli Tepe and the nearby sites recently discovered, like Karahan Tepe and Kayanu, and why those are significant. Many other locations there. In fact, there's a wonderful itinerary with photos at the website skywatchinturkey.com. Check it out and see if this is something that you'd be interested in. This will be a relatively small group, so we'll get to know each other real well, and we'll share with you our research into this land and why it is not but just historically, but also prophetically significant. SkywatchInTurkey.com. Then next spring, we'll be back in the Holy Land. Israel now open for tourists again, and Sharon and I will be there March 19th through 30th of 2023, alongside our good friend Messianic Rabbi Zev Porat, whose teachings a number of locations were just absolutely jaw-dropping. The Mount of Olives, not just the overlook where you see the Temple Mount, but the parking lot across from the Church of the Paternoster, the Church of the Our Father, which he believes was the site of the crucifixion of Jesus Christ. And he explains why, and why it's called Golgotha. It's not just the place of a skull, it's the place of Goliath's skull. Join us for this tour. It'll be like no other in Israel. SkywatchInIsrael.com for all the information and registration. SkywatchInIsrael.com. This week on Skywatch TV, Messianic Rabbi Eric Walker joins us. He's got a brand new book called 3:15, The Genesis of All Prophecy. And of course, Genesis 3:15 is the reference there, the prophesied long-running war between the seed of the woman, that would be us, humanity, and the seed of the serpent, those who have sold out to the dark side. Eric talks to Joe Horn, Tom Horn, the Skywatch investigative team. I was honored to be part of that panel. And you'll find our broadcast schedule for the over-the-air programs at skywatchtv.com/channels. But you can watch that very same program right now if you've got the Skywatch TV app for Roku or Apple TV, or if you've downloaded our free mobile app, which not only gets you all of our video content, including these daily updates, but news that the mainstream media overlooks or hopes you'll miss, a calendar of our upcoming events, and more. All of that right in the palm of your hand, whether it's iOS, Android, Amazon, Kindle Fire. And by the way, there is a tab there on the mobile app to donate if you are so inclined and prayerfully led. Again, you can download those right now. It is free, and we've got links to the app stores at skywatchtv.com. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.